Here's the essential summary for The Architecture of Exclusion: How Boston's Wealthiest Suburbs Engineer Scarcity to Maintain Power. The bottom line: Weston, Wellesley, Concord engineers scarcity via exclusionary zoning, administrative obstruction, weaponized environmental laws. 75% of residential land locked behind regulatory walls artificially restricts supply, inflates values, perpetuates segregation. Who needs this? Policymakers, YIMBY activists, buyers wondering why housing costs so much despite available land. Key insights. Number 1. Exclusionary zoning restricts multifamily housing in 75% of residential land deliberately. Number 2. Administrative obstruction, 2 to 5 year approvals, unpredictable denials, regulatory harassment. Number 3. Environmental laws weaponized, wetlands, Chapter 40B opposition disguised as conservation. Number 4. Regional consequences, workers priced out, segregation perpetuated, young families excluded. Number 5. MBTA Communities Act state override, local resistance continues. What to do next? Check target town zoning map. If 75% plus single family only, expect continued scarcity, appreciation.